Perseverance is the title of a new play about Holocaust survivor Melvin Goldman, who lived most of his life in Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll says the play's sources include personal tape recordings Goldman made decades ago.
In 1978, in a jewelry shop in Squirrel Hill, a thin man in a suit and tie sits at a desk. He picks up a microphone and tells a story from a time long past.
We finally arrived at destination. It was Auschwitz, a Polish town on the border of Germany.
It was August 1944. Melvin Goldman was 21.
My family went to the left. Me and my brother, they looked you in the face, they looked at your muscles, went to the right.
Goldman never saw his parents or five of his six siblings again.
You were out, and you smelled something. You couldn't feel, but you knew deep down that it smelled like human flesh after being in Auschwitz for 3 days. So
the horrors mounted, but Goldman and his brother survived.
He was liberated in May of 1945 by the 82nd Airborne Division, and he was taken immediately to a hospital.
Lee Goldman Keichel is Goldman's daughter.
He weighed less than 85 pounds. He was a skeleton, and he had a collapsed lung and active tuberculosis.
She grew up partly at Lee Trading Company, the custom jewelry store her father ran for decades above the landmark Manor Theater. Like many survivors, he never talked about life in Auschwitz or in the Łódź ghetto that came before.
I think I knew that he was in some camps, but I didn't know how horrific it was.
Melvin Goldman, it turned out, told more to his cassette recorder than to his family.
I don't know the word for it, how to say it, but it's really funny how strong a person can be, how much beatings, degradation, and all you can take and still be alive and at the same time hanging on to the last hair and wanted to survive.
When Melvin died in 1996, Keichel discovered the cassette tapes, 10 of them. It took her 20 years to work up to listening to them. But in 2019, she published a book about her father's life, supplementing his words with her research. Now that book, Perseverance, has been adapted into a play commissioned by Prime Stage Theater and featuring dialogue drawn from Melvin's tapes. Here's actor David Nachman in rehearsal as Melvin, recalling his time in the camps.
Dream of a life after. Not an afterlife, but this life resumed. The life you will make for yourself when the last Nazi, the last tank, the last bomb, the last strand of barbed wire has vanished from the earth.
Melvin and his wife, Pittsburgh-born Mildred, made a life here and became part of the community. Again, Nachman as Melvin.
Do you know what makes my work the best? My customers trusting me to make them a small piece of joy they can hold in their hands and give to others. A small piece of joy that will last even in times when there is no joy at all.
The script is by playwright Ellie McCullough. He says he wants audiences to think,
what about my family history? Is there something I need to learn? Or in the general area of tolerance, is there some way I can help make that happen more in our world or even in my own city?
On his tapes, which he sometimes called a book, Melvin voiced similar hopes for future generations.
I hope for them to have a better world, a future, a peaceful and harmonious life for all of these kids, and not the way my youth was cut down.
Perseverance gets 2 in-person performances this Saturday and Sunday at the New Hazlett Theater. Streaming video will be available starting April 24th. Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.